Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first.
I had to play that mute as well.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be in trouble if we don't take him down quick.
I think Leroy needs something.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so we can keep him scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take him down quick.
Let's do this. Oh, my God, he just ran in.
Oh, yes. Happy Friday to everybody.
Yay, the weekend is here.
Oh, my gamer peeps.
Oh, my God, he just ran in.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be some writing going on tonight. Yes, especially in Texas, because it's too cold to do anything else. Lord. Too cold to move. I'm just going to tell y'all, here in Houston, it's around 30-some-odd degrees. Now, I know a few people up north are laughing. I'm sorry, it's 46 with a wind chill of 30-something. You're laughing, but we're not equipped for this. We have what's called Texas winter coats, which means...
You know, yeah, they're just barely even coats. I wouldn't even call them.
They're shells, really.
Yes,
yes. So we are not equipped for this at all. We're dying. I'll give you an example. I am sitting at my desk all nice and news and professional-like with a comforter over my lap. It's cold.
I'm in my footsie pajamas, and I have got a blanket over me, and I've got socks on underneath, and yeah.
Yes, yes, people. So welcome.
Happy Friday.
Oh, yes, I got distracted. Yes, welcome to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I am Corey.
And I am Ginger.
Well, I might as well let you guys know right off the bat what I am distracted by. You guys have heard me talk about this a million times over.
We're never going to see her again. She's going to die.
Cooking Mama. Ah. Majesco Entertainment, the most innovative provider of video games for the mass market, announced today the launch of its first free-to-play social game, Cooking Mama Friends Cafe, for Facebook. I will never speak to any of you again. It's over. they're saying with domestic franchise sales of more than 8 million units to date, Cooking Mama is an incredibly strong brand to launch our entry into social gaming. This is from Jesse Sutton, the chief executive officer at Majesco Entertainment. He's saying social gaming will explode where freemium business models supported by microtransactions have helped drive category growth to a projected 2.5 million by 2012. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Cooking Mama Friends Cafe's gameplay and art style are highly innovative and differentiated. The experience features immersive mechanics and an overall aesthetic familiar to those similar to those in the Cooking Mama console and handheld games. You're saying it's the first of several social games they'll be unveiling, and it demonstrates their strategic focus to create unique games leveraging leading brands that appeal to our target audience. Stop it, we're gamers. We just want to know if it's fun. Cooking Mama, right now I have logged in and I'm getting an error, which is not because I was ready to cook. The screenshots look awesome, by the way. If you go over to their Facebook page, their Facebook page is going to be, of course, facebook.com, Cooking Mama Cafe. You can also visit, look back at the Cooking Mama franchise. If you're avoiding it and wondering why we love it so much, go to cookingmamaus.com. It really is fun. Oh, it's loading. I can't do the news.
Oh, great. We're going to need a Cooking Mama intervention. You're going to find me over at Cooking Mama Widows.
Yes. I can't do the news. I can't. It's loading. Oh, look at this. Mama, she's smiling at me, and she's animated.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's over.
No. There we go. There goes Corey.
Goodbye. No, Jen, what do you got?
All right, well, I've got some Nintendo news. Nintendo emerges with the top-selling systems of 2010 and is looking ahead to Nintendo 3DS. Great games, great experiences, and great value lead Nintendo to finish 2010 with the top two selling video game systems in the United States. The Nintendo DS family of systems finished in first place with more than 8.5 million sold in 2010, while the Wii system topped all home consoles. Oh, my God. with more than 7 million sold. This is crazy.
Tried to warn you.
Oh. Nintendo sold more than 2.5 million Nintendo DS systems and more than 2.3 million Wii systems in December alone. That's bringing their lifetime U.S. sales total to more than 47 million and more than 34 million, respectively. That is crazy.
Tried to warn you, people. Told you, Nintendo. I don't know if they sold their souls to the devil. I don't know what they did, but it works. It works.
Yeah, they're saying with the new Nintendo 3DS system set to launch in the United States in March, Nintendo has strong momentum heading into 2011. The 3DS lets users use 3D images without the need of special glasses, which, you know, I know we've all been excited about. This is going to be available on January 19th. Information about the system, sorry, will be made available during a January 19th preview event in New York. So way to go, Nintendo. That is crazy. That is awesome.
We are ready. We're ready
for it. The Wii would have outsold the Xbox, but
every year since launch, I keep telling people, I'm not telling you you have to own a Wii. You don't have to jump on the bandwagon, but bow to the power. Come on now. Nintendo makes good products. I've told you. My DS, I have my original DS. I prefer it over the Lite, and it's awesome. It's an awesome console. It doesn't break is what gets me. Watch, I'm going to go in the room and drop it now.
That is true. I remember my original Nintendo, even when the cartridges would get old and dusty and would hardly read, you just bang on the console. Didn't matter how much you banged on it, it still worked.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of that I keep dropping it and it doesn't break, but that's a good one.
Yeah, that's always a good one. Can't say that about the iPhone.
No, you cannot say that about the iPhone. Oh, gosh. Oh,
that is green for the win.
Okay, so we got some other interesting news. Yay. Why is this hating me? Apparently our news stuff is hating me. Yeah.
Delete.
Okay, so moving along. Those of you who are playing Caesarine, I'm one of those people. The game is from Lacool. They're a China-based online developer, publisher of online browser-based games only and social games. They're pleased to announce that they'll be launching a one-of-a-kind dedicated event server this February and a tournament server for one of the most popular browser-based games ever, Caesarine, and it is an awesome game. The tournament server is a unique concept where the server will be an event server and reset after a time period. The first ever knockout-style tournament on Caesarine, completely with in-game cash prizes. We said cash, and in-game gold for the winning league towards the next round. A league-based competition which entails 4 months of regular play, culminating in an elimination tournament. Leagues will be limited in size to 20 members. Leagues may have an unlimited amount of diplomatic allies, but ultimately will have to fight each other for the right to win the game, so be careful.
Ooh.
Yeah. During elimination stages, leagues will be paired off using a draw and will then attempt to colonize and hold the enemy host capital city for a period of 7 days to knock the league out of the competition. Once defeated, the losing league will become vassals of the winners and will fight alongside that league. That's awesome, growing your army. The event will eventually end with two super leagues going head-to-head in an all-out battle to colonize the enemy host. At this point, the server will be split into two giant leagues, and the biggest epic battles ever seen on Caesarine shall then take place. The winning league shall forever be named Caesarine Champions and a shrine erected in their honor.
Oh, that is cool.
That is absolutely awesome. And with the cash, I would say I'm so in. I just want to cause some mayhem. I don't really care if I win. if you're not familiar with Lacool Inc., you know, how can they have an easy name to say and they're in China and all of our American developers are coming up with crazy names? What is that about? They have also made a couple of other games you probably have seen floating around Facebook, Business Tycoon Online, Dragon's Call, and Legends of Xian. And they're saying, of course, that they're the fastest growing browser game and social game developer in the world. No, no, they are. They didn't say in the world. Let me stop putting words in their mouth. You can also, of course, check them out on Facebook. And Caesarine, I don't believe is on Facebook, but I think you can access it via your Facebook ID. So check that out. It really is fun if you love RTSs. One of the best I have seen on the internet. It's not static pictures. You know, some of them have the static pictures and you just kind of click. It's actually animated and you see the little soldiers fighting and running over to attack things. Really nice.
Oh, that is cool.
Really nice.
I have to check that out.
Yes. come join the dark side.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You've already got me on the dark side.
I got cooking to do. I keep telling you that.
Oh, no, no. I draw the line. All right. I've got one, and this story is probably not safe for work, so cover your boss's ears, cover your children's ears, and here we go. Bonecraft, orcs, elves, and sex. I'm taking off of gamepolitics.com, and bear with me, I may die laughing in the middle of this. The creators of the X-rated game Bonetown are setting their sights on a sci-fi fantasy world game called Bonecraft. Oh my god. The AVN, the Adult Entertainment Expo, and Bonetown developer D-Dub Software is taking aim at the fantasy MMO market with a risky game involving humans, elves, and orcs. Oh, Bonetown style fighting and, of course, sex.
Oh, my God. Did you have to say it like that?
Sex. Yes. Bonecraft. I'm going to die. All right. Bonecraft is described by its developers as a fantasy sci-fi parody game that will appeal to both the adult gamers who have always loved Bonetown and the legions of fans of the fantasy sci-fi genre. Players are going to be able to experience what has never been possible in other games of the genre, taking action all the way to the bedroom. I don't know who wrote this, but they had to have been dying the entire time. The game plays off the popularity of Blizzard's World of Warcraft and StarCraft games. It's being described as saucy, naughty, and not safe for work. The CEO of D-Dub does his best to explain what the game is all about. He says, "In Bonecraft, fantasy meets sci-fi in a way only D-Dub could do it. We have we have elf prostitutes, horny orcs, drunken space marines." You see,
wait a minute. Is this supposed to be actual players that...
I don't know. These two genres have been done a million times, and we're doing something new to them by making a version that's adult and humorous. You can look for this game to be released sometime in 2011. If you want more information, you can head over to bonecraft.net. Again, they warn it's not safe for work, and this game is not meant for children.
Good God. Okay.
Oh, my God. You people, y'all kill me. Is that I want to play?
Yeah. No, I want to play, too, but it's just like, my God. Well, you know, we've all seen that coming too. We're going to get some. We do have adult MMOs, but we're going to get some more mainstream ones, I'm pretty sure, soon. That's going to cause a whole uproar. Madeline, are you listening? Miriam, I'm sorry. Miriam.
Oh no. She's doing her little prayers today. That's what she's doing.
Well, this story comes from our buddies over at AbleGamers.com, and I want you to cover your mouth, Ginger, and sit still and take a deep breath before I read this. The World of Warcraft is now following in the footsteps of one of our favorite MMOs, Fallen Earth, and will be offering an auction house service through iTunes for the World of Warcraft so that you can monitor your auctions while you're away from home or you're too lazy to get off the couch.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yes, they're saying with mobile devices being all the rage nowadays, Blizzard continues to add many little perks that don't affect the gameplay for a small amount of charge. Of course, they're going to charge you. Fallen Earth isn't charging for this, by the way. I thought I'd throw that in. Although the number of transactions is limited to 200 per day, the remote auction house allows you iPad, iPhone, and even Android users to check their auction houses for free or spend $3 to buy, bid, and sell without logging into the game. And that's not the end of it. You will also be able to chat with your guildmates as though you're logged in through the application, again, borrowing from Fallen Earth. I'm sorry, Blizzard, I have to call you out. at the end of the day, you'll also be able to, well, they're not saying other more. Oh, I'm sorry. They're saying at the end of the day, it is the friendships you forge in an MMO that keep you paying the monthly subscription fee. After all, if you were going to play a single-player game, you would buy a console and just be done with it. Oh, that's a definite dig at the other three. Instead, we pay our $15 a month and deal with the stress of briefing. It's supposed to be griefing, I'm pretty sure, players. All to spend time with our online friends. World of Warcraft is also not the first to bring players into the fold by offering applications for mobile devices, which I have already said. Guild Wars is another.
that does the same, Fallen Earth. Again, Fallen Earth is free, no charge for you crafting. I want to put that out there. We love our Fallen Earth. More than just chatting, offline players will also be able to help out their friends, locating them on the map and helping to guide them towards quests. Now that I don't believe Fallen Earth has, towards quest destination cities and towns. And that comes to them, to Able Gamers from the people over at Kotaku. The World of Warcraft remote auction house. Jen, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Breathe. Deep breath.
Deep breath.
Is available now on iTunes. Right now.
Ooh.
Put the phone down. Put it down. Back away.
Oh, come on.
Back away. No, no.
I need it.
If I can't cook during the show, you can't craft during the show.
No. Come on. Why not? I wonder if they'll let me do archaeology.
Oh, my God. And see, the news has been completely derailed already.
Oh, seriously, archaeology is my bane and my addiction, and I love it.
I didn't do this, guys. Well, I did. I'm sorry. Would you like me to do another news story while you load up your phone? So you get to the archaeology.
No. I can do it. Wow. Epic Games and EA kickstart the new year with a demo for Bulletstorm.
Ooh.
You can get a taste of one of 2011's most anticipated games starting on January 25th. People Can Fly, Epic Games, and Electronic Arts today announced a demo for Bulletstorm, the highly anticipated new action shooter from the makers of the award-winning Gears of War and Unreal series of games. Starting on January 25th, the demo will give players a taste of the guns, action, and attitude Bulletstorm has to offer. With Entertainment Weekly describing Bulletstorm as an intense, outrageous shooter. And Seth, Scheisel? From the New York Times stating, the name should say it all. Big guns, lots of lead, and over-the-top mayhem.
Yeah.
Bulletstorm's going to ship with three game modes. The Pulp Sci-Fi single-player campaign and Anarchy multiplayer mode. Oh, and Echo mode. All right. A unique experience of, that tracks and compares player scores while they play through locations found in the campaign. The Bulletstorm demo introduces a slice of Echo mode in which players traverse a collapsed building on the deadly paradise planet Stygia as ex-dead Echo leader Grayson Hunt. Players will utilize the skill shot system in Bulletstorm as they crush enemies in increasingly creative ways to rack up points using an arsenal of powerful weapons from a futuristic assault rifle called the Peacemaker Carbine. Oh, that sounds hot. To the flail gun, which fires two grenades linked by chain, and the Screamer, a powerful revolver that turns enemies into human fireworks. Oh, I gotta play this. That sounds awesome.
Brave. Will the demo be available?
It's going to be available for download January 25th on Xbox Live Marketplace Worldwide and the PlayStation Network on January 26th in the UK. Y'all got to wait a day. So that is pretty awesome. If you want to find out more, let me see. Hold on. The Bulletstorm Limited Edition will be available for the PlayStation 3 Computer Entertainment System and PC. Will also offer additional bonus in-game content. Bulletstorm will be available on February 25th, 2011 in the UK. For more information, please visit bulletstorm.com or friend them on Facebook. Facebook.com/Bulletstorm.
I'm trying to put this into my phone. Bulletstorm.
.com.
Yeah. Well, let me move along. Okay, Dragon Fable.
That one sounded hot. Grenades on a chain, man.
Grenades on a chain. I think that's a t-shirt. Grenades on a chain. Grenades on a chain. Okay, so you lovely people out there, Dragon Fable, not Dragon Age. Don't get excited. The Dragon Fable team said they went way outside the crayon box to put together a satisfying end to their season finale, ushering in a joyous new year for 29 million players. The developer of this game is Artix Entertainment, and they're an indie game development studio that runs download-free browser-based RPGs, and they also regularly incorporate new and unexpected ideas in their games. But when the lead animator of Dragon Fable had to take an unplanned time off to recover from pneumonia, the team was left without a way to make cutscenes for their Christmas finale. So with the entire team scattered across the United States to visit family for the holidays, they had to pull together and create something practical and manageable while upholding Dragon Fable's wow factor. Despite limited resources, the game's team lead went back to basics and pulled out her crayons and drew the cutscenes by hand. Awesome!
Oh, that is cool.
For an event featuring plushie versions of the game's biggest heroes and villains as monsters, the child-inspired approach was not only a very creative solution to a very adult-sized problem, but amplified the sense of fun and zaniness in this kid-friendly single-player RPG. The Christmas event in Dragon Fable has ended, but players of all ages can look forward to more holiday extravaganzas coming up this year, including Heroes Heart Day, which is a Valentine's Day event, the Lucky Day event, which is inspired by St. Patrick's Day, and Friday the 13th War that will fill Dragon Fable Heroes with a lot more than just bad luck. You can hop over and check out Dragon Fable at dragonfable.com. They also have a couple of other games, Adventure Quest Worlds, Epic Duel, Mech Quest, and Adventure Quest, all of their respective names. And, of course, you can visit their main website, artixentertainment.com. And they're all over the place. They got a Twitter, Artix Krieger, that's on Twitter, Artix at Facebook, and some reason they have a MySpace. I don't know why. For the life of me, anybody still does, too, but we don't visit often. Artix Krieger on MySpace. I think this is such an adorable story. I want to play now. And I was trying to get a good picture for you guys of the crayon drawings because there's one available, but it's too small for you to see. But it's adorable. You probably see it over at their site. Go visit their site. Absolutely adorable. Uh-oh, that's somebody calling to be angry about the show. No, I'm kidding.
better not be. Tell them, shush.
So what you got, Miss Jen?
I have got I Requiem demo available today on the iTunes. Horror-themed 2D shooter for iPhone and iPod Touch. Rapid Turtle Games today announced the release of the Lite, the demo version, of I Requiem on iTunes. This version gives players have the chance to try the game and experience the intense action the full version has. There are only... All right, you're going to have to bear with me because this is not written very well. It looks like there are only 7 levels, the first 7 levels. Players can try out many of the available weapons, spells, dark powers, rites, and vehicles. You can even unlock achievements to see how your high score or how your score ranks against other players. Looks like I Requiem will have you fighting against a horde of zombies and other creatures. Don't worry about your weapon of choice, as you will be supplied with a mixture of real-world modern weapons like shotguns, grenades, rocket launchers, and medieval fantasy weapons such as bows and crossbows. Along the way, you will also gain dark magic weapons such as spells, amulets, dark powers, and rites. That's kind of cool. I Requiem offers gamers a more realistic horror graphic compared to other 2D zombie horror shooters available on the App Store. Sounds pretty cool. Here's the protagonist. They even give us some of the protagonist monologue at the beginning of the game. Banished by this world, hunted by the evil, there's no place to hide from me. My days and nights are spent in the shadows, hiding from both worlds, since I tasted the death and came back to live. The evil took my soul, but in return endowed me with a special gift, possession of dark powers. Ooh. The unattractive appearance and closeness with the evil power conspired against me, robbing me of everything valuable for this world. Bitter and alone, my desire to take vengeance on evil was stronger as time passed. I want to regain my soul and to return to my people. Let the revenge begin. This looks pretty awesome, actually. Comes with 2 game modes, campaign and survival. 55 levels, you're only going to get 7 of those levels in the light version, don't forget that. And unlimited in survival, kill with 19 insane weapons, rocket launchers, shotguns, flamethrowers, chain crossbow, acid gun, speed gun, and more.
Oh, that sounds like hot fun to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you.
21 dreadful monsters, 5 big bosses, 3 mini bosses, and 13 regular monsters, including zombies, skeletons, spiders, and hounds. You'll get to control merciless vehicles. You'll be able to get special abilities and upgrades, like dark powers, spells, rites, and amulets, ooh, and potions. 11 kill skills, 40 achievements, leaderboards, professional voice by John McCann.
Oh.
Amazing visuals and sound effects. Mm-hmm. You can auto-save your progress. And they say it's easy to pick up and play, so anybody should be able to do it. Ooh, think like a thief and pickpocket monsters for extra gold or potions. That sounds kind of cool.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to hear more about this, you can go over to irequiemgame.com. Or just head over to the Apple iTunes store and download the light version now.
What if I don't want to?
No.
You know, I'm causing problems every day. Okay.
Every day.
I would like to apologize to those of you who I've gotten addicted to this Facebook game.
Cityville.
This comes from our friends at Games Politics. I'm having issues today speaking every day. GamePolitics.com. Apparently, Cityville hits the 100 million MAU mark. Cityville has more than 100 million monthly active users that are playing it via Facebook, according to Inside Social Games. The game launched 6 weeks ago and has proven to be a success, obviously, for Zynga, who also runs Farmville, Mafia Wars, Frontiersville, and Zynga Poker. Cityville is also the company's first internationally released game, offering English, German, Italian, Spanish, and French versions of the game. Half of the game's user base is located outside of North America, which means that these different versions of the game contributed significantly to growing its active user base. While this is certainly great news for Zynga, Inside Social Games, which monitors the social gaming space closely, says that Zynga's new game has a stickiness problem. While the game has more than double the user base of Farmville, its stickiness compared to the game is just 19%, which I'm suggesting probably means getting people to stay and play. Farmville has a stickiness rate of 26%, and for that reason, Inside Social Games predicts the games will probably not reach 110 million monthly players. I'm going to say not. They're pretty good about reinventing their games, because I didn't like Frontiersville at first, but yeah, I go back. I go back quite often. I've left Mafia Wars behind, and I never played the poker, and I will never play Farmville. Stop sending me requests, you evil people. But I will play the hell out of some Frontierville and Cityville, and that reminds me, I have carrots that I need to harvest.
Then we still got some dresses and cakes to make, too, woman.
Oh, you do. Yeah, I do. Wait a minute, I made your cake already.
I showed up on my side.
Well, it is actually time for us to take a break. However, our switchboard is locked up, I think. Let me see.
Yeah, you're kind of sounding like a tin can.
Am I sounding like a tin can again?
A little bit.
I think I got too much going on. Ah, there we are. We're back with our thing. Okay, we're going to take a quick break for those of you who are listening live. We're sorry. You're going to have to download, listen to us later. And those of you who are listening to us downloaded, we will be right back after this short break.
Hey. but that's so high, don't be out of the loop.
Got a new elite staff that you can equip. Close your mouth up, ladies, pure nerd dick.
I'm a pixel-based fantasy, I'm Anslo Stoic. A hack and slash, who the heck's more heroic?
Check me out, cloth, I'm a bitch, me like a glove. Just Twitter, a time, I'm ready for love.
You know what? Whenever we play this song during the news, I am envisioning somebody that's filing and they are dancing while they're listening to this song. Because I know that's what I would be doing if I was at work listening to us.
Oh, yes. Totally.
I'm dancing. I hate to end it. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, guys.
I know.
Felicia is awesome, geek chick. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting her yet, but hopefully one day soon.
Yeah.
Gush, good God. There's so much stuff going on this week, thanks to CES. Well, where shall I start? Is it my turn? Is it your turn? I think it's your turn.
I think it's my turn, actually.
We'll go.
Okay. Sega's most beloved Dreamcast games and a must-have collection. Sega Europe Ltd. and Sega America today announced that a packaged compilation of classic titles from Sega's popular Dreamcast console will hit retail shelves on the Xbox 360 video game and entertainment system from Microsoft and the PC. The Dreamcast collection will be available on February 25th of 2011 in Europe and February 22nd in North America. The Dreamcast collection includes the fan favorites of Sonic Adventure, Crazy Taxi, Sega Bass Fishing, and Space Channel 5 Part 2. Players will get to enjoy four very different Dreamcast experiences, from hopping behind the steering wheel of Crazy Taxi to taking things a little slower by luring in their fish before catching them hook.
Wait, did we say fish?
Yes. I know you love some fishing.
So do you. Where can we do this? Where can we get this again? Fishing?
This is the Dreamcast collection.
Oh.
It's going to be the Sega Bass Fishing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't have a Dreamcast anymore.
Oh, but this is for the Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah.
They're bringing it back so we can all play our old favorites.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Is it out now?
No, it's going to be happening at least in North America on February 22nd.
Oh, that's bad time for me. We got Homefront and Sims is going to be out. I got to get this.
I know. Gaming overload.
I got stuff to do. Y'all are going to have to pick a new date for your game release. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. But for those of y'all who are interested in this and aren't on Gaming Overload yet, you can head over to sega.com/Dreamcast Collection.
Hmm.
It does not give me a price, though. I would have enjoyed a price to know how much this is going to be.
Yeah, because I got to plan ahead. Come on, people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So more news for you people out there.
Uh-oh.
About the 3DS gaming system?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this comes to us from our friends at Engadget via joystick. And, of course, Nintendo's the ultimate source. Nintendo 3DS is saying they could get 3D video recording in the future. They're saying 3D gaming is obviously the big story on the Nintendo 3DS, letting you get your own depth on, even without having to cross your eyes. Yay. However, 3D image taking is also a nice thing that the company's provided, adding a second VGA camera to the back so you can take twice the low-res images at once and layer them together so you can take pictures of you and your friends and all kinds of stuff. So awesome, Nintendo. Awesome job. However, Nintendo presidents Satoru Iwata, I said that perfectly, recently indicated that he wants to do better. He's not confirming anything specific, but he's saying it might be fun if we were to include some video recording capabilities with future updates. Wow. See, people, I keep telling you, Nintendo's always got something up their sleeve. I think by the time, I'm going to say 4 months from now after they release the initial, they're going to have 3D video taking capabilities right after this first one is released. If they're saying it, they most likely already have it done. That's how Nintendo operates. That's going to be awesome. And a lot of you are going to be in trouble.
In trouble?
Yes, 3D video and, DS was already always Wi-Fi. So imagine what's going to be happening. 3D video up on
YouTube. No, no, no. Oh, my eyes. Oh.
Yes, it's going to be really ugly.
Not enough brain bleach. Not enough by far.
I know.
I haven't even seen them in my brain's already saying no.
Oh.
No.
We're going to be putting people in games and stuff. It's going to
I know.
Be ready, people. It's coming.
So, Jim, what else you got? I've got mental, horrible, bad things going on. Okay. Return to the Mysterious Island. IP celebrates its 6th anniversary.
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
I love that game.
Adventure fans will be glad to download the application for free on their iPad during the 24 hours. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
free.
Well, I was about to get really. I was about to get really aggravated and it's free for everybody. Well, no, I didn't pay for mine. Never mind. Go ahead.
apparently, the story is, in the first-person adventure with intuitive point-and-click navigation, players take on the role of Mina, a shipwrecked woman on a solo round-the-world sailing expedition. Using logic, creative inventory management, and elements of the supernatural to explore recognizable locations from the famous novel, including the Granite House, the volcano, and the Nautilus, players are tasked with one priority, escape. Sophisticated puzzle challenges and vast exploration of the lush tropical landscapes along with splendid photorealistic pre-rendered vistas combined for the ultimate adventure game experience.
It is awesome. I will tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's I'm assuming, because it doesn't give me a date, but it's available now. So head over to your Apple iTunes store and download this. Return to the Mysterious.
It is absolutely awesome. It's going to be a little old school for some of you, but it's still very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very impressed. I'm thinking about uploading that today. That's a good cold and rainy day game. Return to Mysterious Island.
We've got us some cold and rainy days going on.
Yes, very cold, very rainy. Okay, did we already do the Nintendo's 2010 results? Yeah, you did that already.
Yeah, I do believe so.
Well, then that means I get to do the Microsoft announcements at CES, since it's all over. And we may have told you already. I believe we have, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it again. CES, new games for everyone on Xbox 360, Windows PC, and Windows Phone. In addition to Xbox Live experiences unveiled during Steve Ballmer's keynote, Microsoft is revealing new downloadable games and live experiences for the Xbox 360 console, the Windows PC, and Windows Phone 7 on-site at the 2011 CES show in Las Vegas. So, are you ready for a rundown of these?
I am. What do they got for us?
Well, they're saying the house party title lineup includes Full House Poker, and this will be for your Windows 7 phone from Chrome Studios. Wow. You'll be able to compete against your Xbox Live friends on Xbox and build your bankroll on the go, the companion game on the Windows Phone 7. You can play a quick two-player game for some lightning action or join a big 30-player tournament or play a round of Texas Heat. They're also saying they'll have a live poker game show where you play with thousands of players worldwide and have 30 minutes to bluff, bet, and raise your way to the final table. I don't know about that. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, and my cousin, if you're listening, please sit down, sit on your hands, or one hand cover your mouth, be still, Bejeweled Blitz 5. PopCap Games. You can take on friends in the brilliant gym-matching action of Bejeweled Blitz 5. Choose your favorite playing style, classic or twist, and rocket up the leaderboards. You can battle your way to the top in an all-new 16-player party mode over Xbox Live. Awesome. Okay. All those of you who are ready for this one, that have been waiting for this game, sit down again, breathe. Beyond Good and Evil from Ubisoft. Yes, in full HD, you can enter the futuristic world of 2435, a world full of deception where nothing is as it seems, and exposing the truth is the only hope of restoring freedom. You can play as action reporter Jade, one of the most badass female game characters ever, and capture the truth using stealth, force, and wits against a government that deceives you in this action-adventure game with elements of puzzle-solving and stealth-based games. I'm very happy because this was not backwards compatible, I don't believe, and I do have a copy, and I'm not giving it to you, don't ask. Hardcore Rising from Konami. This is a retro run-and-gun action game. They're saying it's back with a vengeance. And it is a 2D side-scroller by Arc System Works that plays homage to the classic Konami action series. You can play as a soldier Bahamut as he begins to write his legend to in this prequel to Contra. Oh, I remember Contra. I love Contra.
I never played it.
Oh, Contra was awesome. Hard as hell to play. It's not for the faint of heart. If you're one of those whiny gamers that get pissed off when you don't have a save point, there are no save points. Win or die. There's also, lastly, Torchlight from Rune Games and Microsoft. It's a highly regarded PC game with over 800,000 units sold to date. Torchlight is now coming to Xbox Live. Combat is more exciting with revamped controls and mechanics, new armor, and quests. There's even an exclusive new pet for your character. You can even send a select giddy or two friends on live to share the fun for the first time. There's more. I'm sorry, I didn't scroll down. I'm not going to read it for you. I will look for that was just their house party lineup. For the PC, you're getting Age of Empires Online. Fable 3, of course, is coming to PC for those of you who've been complaining that you don't have it. Also, the Windows 7 phone, oh my God. You both have a Windows 7 phone. Please sit down, cover your mouth, take a deep breath. Fable 3, Coin Boss, is coming to the Windows 7 phone. Awesome! Apparently, this will allow you to earn gold and unlock new skills that can be transferred back to your Fable 3 on Xbox and PC. You have your game room, which they've been hinting at. I never got mine to work, but apparently they're going to get it working, which is going to have the old school coin-op classics Centipede, Asteroids Deluxe, Shaolin's Road, Time Pilot, Lunar Lander, and Pitfall. Oh, that is the first game I ever saw, Pitfall, and just fell in love. That started all for me. Oh, Pitfall. Anyway, a shared game room profile and global leaderboards will let you track your medals and top scores across the phone, PC, and Xbox 360. I had to tell you about that because that's awesome. You have your Full House Poker and the oldest of old school, Pac-Man. For your Windows 7 phone.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
You also have Pro Evolution Soccer. And Jay's going to love this, and she's going to run out and buy a Windows 7 phone when I tell her this. Pocket Pod will now be available on the Windows 7
phone. Oh, I can kill my little guys on the go.
You can let your little pygmies live happily ever after, or you can kill them in countless number of hysterical and entertaining ways, boosting your gamer score and exclusive achievements along the way, which I'm guessing will probably transfer to
you. Yeah, I got to drop a shark on your head today.
Well, I struck you with lightning sometime this morning at 2. So,
game was so much fun.
It was an accident, actually. I was like, oh, what does this do? Click. Oh, it's Citrus.
Have you done the hurricane yet? Oh, that's so much fun.
I'm so far behind on my pocket, God, but I'll probably be playing today because, you know, today is going to be gaming day. It's cold and it's rainy and I can't think straight. So, yeah. Anyway, I think we got time for one more story after I got very all excited with that one. Jen, what you got? Shut them down, Jen. Shut them down.
All right. Well, if you're looking for a career catalyst or maybe just a career change, a career catalyst for digital creatives is in Austin. Mary Margaret Network announces a new event, Career Catalyst for Digital Creatives, presented by Austin IGDA. Austin, SIDGRAPH, and AIGA Austin. I said that wrong. Career Catalyst will take place on February 19th, 2011, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the J.J. Pickle Research Campus, WPR Building, 3925 West Breaker Lane in Austin, Texas. The event is a career development conference aimed at digital media, interactive, graphics, video game, film, design, and creative industry professionals and students. It's going to be co-hosted by the Austin Chapters of International Industry and Academic Organizations, IGDA, SIGGRAPH, SIGGRAPH, and AIGA. The afternoon event will contain opportunities for portfolio and resume review by professionals. Portfolio posse.
Amen.
So it's going to have keynote speakers, career networking, and industry enrichment. Attendees, sponsors, and exhibitors will hear career-boosting talks and be able to meet, connect, and get to know and potentially hire people who are currently working in these vibrant industries. Jennifer Bullard, president of the Austin chapter of the IGDA, says we are excited to be partnering with SIGGRAPH and AIGA and Mary Margaret Network to bring synergy to career development for digital creatives in Austin. We're looking forward to putting on a great educational program and a fun afternoon of professional networking. She also adds, our one true goal continues to be gain career enlightenment. Even if you have no intention of leaving your current job, your career is still important, and the road forward is your responsibility. Career Catalyst will be the best place to hire top talent and the best place for top talent to network. If you're interested in attending, please visit www.mary-margaret.com/career-catalyst to register for this free event. IGDA, SIGGRAPH, and AIGA members will have access to exclusive members-only content at the event.
Yay.
So that's awesome. So, again, if you're looking for a job, maybe looking for a career switch, whatever, head on over there.
Texas is the place to be for gaming jobs. I'm sorry to tell y'all. We're stealing it away from you people in Seattle and Los Angeles and San Diego. Ha.
Yeah. You can go blame, Schwarzenegger for that.
That's right.
Oh,
everybody's coming here.
I take that dig. I so did.
I think it's time for us to go.
You're going to want to see this.
Remember, if you have news to share with us, you can always send it to press@gamenatrix.com. Or if you want us to use you as a news source, because we use everybody. Sometimes we ask you, sometimes we don't. But if you got good news, what can we say? We do give you credit. So we will see you guys bright and early Monday. We still have yet to get our pizza.
Grab and peel.
Oh, the complaints are starting already about the pizza. Hear my phone ringing?
Nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Normally, I'm not in here.
Nice.
Anyway, right. You guys enjoy the gold training game.
Nice.
I've got a bell in here. Don't make me use this bell.